Chapter 177. To O. A. Olson, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, April 24, 1896. Dear Brother Olson, I cannot sleep after 12 p.m., and after presenting my case to the Lord, pleading for light and to understand what the will of God is concerning me, I will rest the matter wholly in the hands of God. He careth for me, and we are his servants, having our will wholly submerged in the will of God. We, Willie and his mother, can see at present no light to leave this country for America. We cannot see any light in leaving the work unfinished. It cannot ever be finished so that there is no more work to be done, but it can be so prepared as to go forward in healthy growth. We must see the school buildings erected, buildings plain, substantial, economical, appropriate for the place. We shall work to this end until the Lord calls us to another location. Our meetings are closed. We have been engaged in these meetings of the Institute for 1 month, and this has been the most profitable series of meetings we have ever witnessed, because the meetings were mostly educational, teaching the best manner of studying the Word, and interesting all in the class to be on hand with their answers. This has been an occasion long to be remembered, where there was an inculcation of ideas. This has been a season of educating that has been represented to me for many years as the proper manner to teach Bible truth. There have been discourses given evenings and Sabbaths and Sundays for the benefit of the outsiders. There has been a decided interest awakened, similar to that which has attended camp meetings. It has been awakening the minds of those who have never had an opportunity to hear and understand the reasons for our faith. We are so glad for this opportunity to represent our faith in presenting Bible doctrines, that the people may know what we do believe. There are precious souls scattered all through this vicinity. They have humble houses, and they love the Lord, and some are walking in the light as far as they have light and truth presented to them. We expect to see some souls, even in Corranbong, take their position accepting the truth. There are several investigating and under deep conviction. There are quite a number of men, poor but intelligent. We see by faith the stamp of divinity upon the human children of God. We see those who have noble intellectual and moral powers. The Lord has need of them. Go work today in my vineyard. The Lord wants them to know themselves and to know God and Jesus Christ whom he hath sent, and to find out the character of his fellow men, that they may do them good. The most are poor in this world's goods, and some are having a struggle with poverty. We think of Jesus, the creator of all the worlds, and how he came into the world as a poor man. He had not where to lay his head. So poverty is no disgrace. Sin is a disgrace. And then in brackets it says, portion missing. And then she continues. This confederacy, not to let the true defects of things that Captain Eldridge had not done, which he was paid for doing, was not just nor right. These things, the selfishness that led to them, was the result of his leaving the office. Had he taken the position which the Lord had given light upon as far back as Minneapolis, and acted in accordance with the light God had given, and come out clear from the malarious influence that there prevailed, he would not have become so clouded and confused upon the subject of the principles God has given to control matters in the office from its very first establishment. I did not separate myself from Frank, but he separated himself from me and from his God, and the result was worked out in his leaving the office. This course of selfishness was brought in through discarding the word of the Lord for human propositions, which had their origin in selfishness and duplicity. This matter is not as it should be now, and as it will appear before the universe of heaven, as entirely contrary to the example and character of the work of Christ. There needs to be a cleansing of the soul temple that has been and still is defiled. God will not be trifled with. A spirit is and has been at work to make of none effect the voice of reproof and warnings. Those whom we would suppose would not enter into this kind of work to evade the truth and not to work the line in correct principles are sowing seeds of doubt and will reap the harvest. Facts are facts and will appear thus in the judgment. The Old Testament contains the very principles specified by the voice of I Am in his education and discipline of the children of Israel. He was the invisible leader of the host of Israel. He gave principles which should govern the dealings of man with his fellow man. Every principle which is ignored by our institutions, by the church, in their dealing with one another, will be presented before them when every man shall be judged according to the deeds done in the body.